it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny!
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the conversation, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. In 140 characters or less, at JoeSpano56. Before we set the table for this Monday edition, let's do what we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack. We let you know how you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go with you via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Windows-based, be it Apple-based. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they also all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And, of course, we thank those fine service people for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. Well, coming out of a big NFL Sunday, Week 10 was the best NFL Sunday that we've had to date this season. We'll break it all down for you, get into the big takeaways, give you the game-by-game recaps and everything else. We'll preview the Monday night matchup as well, Giants and Bengals from MetLife Stadium. And we'll give you a recap of UFC 205 and the history that was made in that event from Madison Square Garden. What a terrific night of combat sports action. Up next, open phone lines at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, hit me up at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. But we'll kick this thing off next, recapping game by game a Week 10 NFL Sunday. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777.
800-507-3777, 800-507-3777, 800-507-3777.
Have you heard about podcasting? With podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and The Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hello, this is X-14.
Are you the head Martian?
Yeah, I'm the head Martian. If I ever run into you, I'm going to break your arm off and shove it down your throat.
Well, you just can't do that, Mr. Martian, because you don't know where I am.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to blow up the planet Earth.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Toss sweep. Murray going to throw it. There's Walker. That's a touchdown. Half back pass. 6 points for the men in navy blue.
The handoff is fake. Cousins rolls to his right, sets up in the pocket, looks left. He's got a man wide open. It's caught inside the 10. Vernon Davis, touchdown Redskins. 38 yards, and the Redskins take a 13-0 lead.
Well, those are a couple of highlights that spotlight the free fall at the top of the NFC North. This is the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to participate in the discussion, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's at 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, let's keep it to 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56. And place I want to start is in the NFC North. And we played you a couple of highlights, one from Titans Packers, one from Redskins Vikings, that show you just how big the free fall is at the top of the NFC North. The Packers are now 4-5 on the year with their blowout loss at the hands of the Titans. And the Vikings, now losers of four straight, are 5-4 on the year. And all of a sudden, who's in first place atop the NFC North? It's the Detroit Lions. That shows you what kind of free fall the NFC North is in. No knock on the Lions, but they are a very, very limited and very, very flawed team, getting great play from Matthew Stafford and a few others. But the realities are, if I told you in early September that after week 10 of the NFL season, the Detroit Lions, not the Green Bay Packers or Minnesota Vikings, would be in first place in the NFC North, you'd have laughed me out of the room. But the realities are, those two teams that I mentioned, the Packers and Vikings, are in complete free fall right now. And they've got some major, major, major concerns. When you look at the Packers, who are now 4-5, after getting blown out by the Tennessee Titans, it's the latest point in the season that they've been below 500 since 2008, Aaron Rodgers' first season. They've lost three straight now. The D has taken major steps back. This is a defense that has gotten slightly better each year over the last few years, to the point where it wasn't a unit that could carry a team, but it was certainly a good complementary unit to a real solid offense. And if the offense was clicking, that was the kind of defense that made a team a true contender for a championship. This year, that defense has taken major strides back. Some of it's due to injury, particularly in the secondary. Makes it hard for them to cover anybody, but they can't stop the run. They're having all kinds of issues. They don't get up after the quarterback particularly well. It's just an all-around bad defensive unit this year, and it's performed incredibly poorly. Offensively, for years, the Packers were built around their offense, and that's what made this team go. This offense isn't good enough to lead anymore. With some of the injuries at the running back position and not having able-bodied replacements, an average offensive line, and a passing attack led by Aaron Rodgers that can no longer dominate, this offense is limited. So you've got an average offense and a subpar defense. That's why you've lost three straight. That's why you're 4-5 on the year. And that's why your quarterback, for the first time in the Aaron Rodgers era, has actually called out his teammates. Whenever the Packers were in trouble, it was always, relax, don't worry, we'll get back on the beam and everything will be fine, and Aaron Rodgers usually made everything fine. For the first time in Packerland since Aaron Rodgers has been there, we see some disharmony. We've had him call out teammates for their effort and execution, and now we're starting to see some cracks in that foundation. Not only as far as their performance on the field, but as far as their solidarity in the locker room. And that is a huge problem for these Green Bay Packers. And in watching them play and watching the cracks in that foundation start to form and a lack of solidarity in that locker room with Aaron Rodgers calling out guys, I'd be real worried about the Packers. I really believe this free fall can continue for quite a while. And this is a Packers group that could finish at or below 500 and not make the playoffs for the first time in a long time in Green Bay. As for the Vikings, their free fall maybe is even more severe. Started off 5-0, were one of the league's best teams, a defense that was leading the way and dominating, an offense that when needed could step up and do enough and didn't turn the football over a lot. Now, the offense, because of the damage to the offensive line, it just can't do anything. The fact that they can't run the ball each and every week is no longer able to be hid. And this defense is no longer carrying this team. It's still playing well, but it's not playing the way it did when they got off to the 5-0 start. And with their limitations on offense and the disadvantage they have in the kicking game right now with Blair Walsh, they can't afford for this defense to be anything short of spectacular each and every week, like the Denver Broncos defense was in their magical Super Bowl championship run from a year ago. And when it's not that level of spectacular, this football team loses games. Obviously, Mike Zimmer's got his work cut out for him. We've already seen some chaos there with the change from North Turner to Pat Shurmur at offensive coordinator. But I don't know that there's anything that Mike Zimmer can do at this point. Unless some of these guys on this offensive line get healthy, or the ones that have replaced them start to play better. They've just been flat out undermined by injuries to the offensive line. And give Rick Spielman credit. He knew this was the year. He knew better than any of us, it appears, that this was the year where the window of opportunity in NFC was wide open. And when his quarterback went down, he acted swiftly and decisively in getting another quarterback that could lead this team. And he has exceeded all expectations, and he's not why they've lost four straight. And when you saw the season start, even after AP went down, that defense was leading the charge. And you said, boy, even though they paid a heavy price for Sam Bradford, it was worth it because look at where they are and look at where they'll likely end up. Now, all of that due to the injuries across that offensive line that nobody could have forecast, along with injuries to AP and everything else, have just whittled away at any ability for this offense to compete and help this defense. And unfortunately for the Vikings, they're in deep trouble. And I don't know what they can really do about it. There's nobody out there that's going to help them on the market as far as an offensive lineman that's hanging out on his couch that's going to make a difference. Trade deadline's come and gone. So they're going to have to work with what they have. Hopefully they can figure out enough on offense, get the defense back up to its truly dominant game-changing level. And in a wide-open NFC, and in a wide-open NFC North, maybe they can turn it around. But I see both of these teams in major freefall right now. And I think it's clear that the Detroit Lions are the best team the NFC North has to offer. And with them having Matt Stafford playing at a MVP-type level, along with some of the other things they have, and some guys that look like that are going to return to health for them, it looks like they're pointed in the right direction. Packers and Vikings are pointed in the wrong direction and in a major, major free fall. So I guess when we're all said and done, come late December, early January, when we're looking at the playoff picture, I wouldn't be shocked if the Detroit Lions were in it and neither the Vikings or Packers were. We'll start getting into the game-by-game recaps of a Week 10 NFL Sunday next and take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano on Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Let's keep it to 140 characters or less. At Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Focus of conversation thus far has been the free fall of what was perceived to be the top two teams in the NFC North. They started the year that way. At this point, they're all looking up. They're both looking up at the Detroit Lions. That said, let's get into our game-by-game recaps of a Week 10 NFL Sunday. And the place to start is Nissan Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee, where the Tennessee Titans one of my surprise teams for the 2016 season. And, well, one of the ones I got right, because I got some wrong. I thought the Jacksonville Jaguars were going to win the AFC South. Instead, they're going to be firing their coach at the end of the year if he lasts that long. But Titans improved to 5-5, and this was, I saw this game coming this weekend, and I picked it, number one. Number two, I saw this performance coming from this team this year. I don't know that I thought they'd be 500 through 10 games, and I really thought they'd be a seven-win type team, and maybe they can do a little bit better than that based on what they've done thus far and the identity that they've forged and the quarterback play that they're getting out of Marcus Mariota. But the Titans blow out the Green Bay Packers, and this is why I'm so concerned about the Pack. 47-25, 22 points, a three-touchdown margin of victory for the Titans over the Packers. Tennessee started this one up 21-0 before the blink of an eye. It was 21-0 after the first quarter, and it was 35-16 at halftime, and realities were there was no looking back from there. The Tennessee Titans rolled in this one. Green Bay Packers defense had not a single answer for anything that the Tennessee Titans did when this game mattered. They allowed them 7-for-14 on third down conversions, 19 first downs. They allowed 446 total yards. They allowed Mariota to go 20-for-27 for 284. They allowed the Titans to rush for 162 yards on 30 carries. They allowed the Titans to go 3-for-4 in the red zone. And they allowed the Titans not to turn over the football at all. And they allowed the Titans to get off to a big start that their offense was not good enough to reel in. And that was the realities. DeMarco Murray was terrific. Marcus Mariota, as I talk about each and every week, when they get good Marcus Mariota, they are very, very tough to deal with. And they got good Marcus Mariota on Sunday. 19-for-26, 295. That's 11.3 yards an attempt. Four touchdowns, no interceptions, only sacked twice. And most importantly, no turnovers. DeMarco Murray toting the mail, 17-for-123 and a touchdown, including a big 75-yarder. He chipped in with a 10-yard touchdown pass that you heard the highlight from earlier on in the show. And then you had Derrick Henry chipping in for 9-for-31 as well in a running game, including a 19-yarder. So Tennessee dominated all facets, and they got the balance they wanted. They ran the ball 30 times. They threw it 27. 284 through the air, another 162 on the ground. No turnovers. Spread it around in the passing game. Delanie Walker leading the way, 9-for-124 and a touchdown. Tajay Sharp, 3-for-68 and a touchdown. Richard Matthews, 3-for-63. DeMarco Murray factoring in the passing game. Just an all-around great effort on offense, in particular for Tennessee. On defense, as the game went along, you conceded points for time. But the realities are, while statistically it didn't look good, they beat up Aaron Rodgers, sacked him five times, caused a whole bunch of Packer turnovers in this one. I believe it was four Packer turnovers in all in this game. That's actually three Packer turnovers. I'm sorry. Three Packer turnovers in this game. And when the game mattered and when the game closed, Aaron Rodgers wasn't particularly good. He was forced to throw it 51 times. They only ran the ball 13 times. Just an all-around dominant effort, one that has to have you extremely worried if you're the Green Bay Packers. And if you are the Tennessee Titans, one that has you thinking, boy, we are ahead of schedule in our rebuild. And they are. They're about a year ahead of schedule. I don't think very many people expected much out of them this year. And I expected more than many, but I didn't expect this much. And you look at them at 5-5 right now, and they could be a heck of a lot better than that. But let's move on to FedEx Field in Washington, D.C., where the Redskins improved to 5-3-1. 3-2 at home with a 26-20 victory over the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings fall to 5-4, 2-3 away from U.S. Bank Stadium. I guess the story of this one, again, was defense was good, but not good enough. That's the reality of the situation in this game. Defense was good, but not good enough. Gave up 388 total yards to the Redskins. It was even in turnovers. Allowed the Redskins to rush the ball for 128 yards while they could only rush it for 47. Bradford and Cousins was about a wash. And Cousins didn't do a ton in the second half, and neither did the Redskins. It's just that the Vikings offense could do nothing in the second half, and the defense right now just not playing well enough to carry what's been an awful offense and an awful kicking game. Washington had some drives in the second half. They all ended in field goals. A lot of bending by the Minnesota Vikings defense in the second half, not much breaking, but the offense couldn't do a thing. And once again, the Minnesota Vikings find themselves on the wrong side of things. You know, they're just finding ways to lose. You know, you look at the numbers, you watch the game unfold. They have 20 first quarter point, first half points, could have been 21, but for another Blair Walsh missed extra point. And you say, okay, they're right there. It's 21, it's 20 to 14. They don't do anything in the second half, and they fall again. They're a team in real trouble, much like the Green Bay Packers. 800-878-PLAY if you want to join the discussion. Again, that number to get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Again, free fall of the NFC North. Your take on your favorite team on a Week 10 NFL Sunday, those are all fair game. If you want to get into UFC 205, we can do that as we move along in the show, too, and we'll make sure we get to a quick recap of that, more from a historical perspective than from a fight-by-fight perspective. Continuing through a Week 10 NFL Sunday, let's stay with the NFC North. There's a theme here. Well, the Buccaneers end up rendering the teams that played this week in the NFC North winless. Buccaneers 36, Bears 10. Buccaneers are 4-5. They pick up their first win of the season at home at Raymond James Stadium. And the Bears fall a 2-7, 0-5 away from home. This one got off to a bad start for the Bears, and it got worse as it went along. Jay Cutler throws a pick six to stake the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to a 7-0 lead, and, well, they never look back. The offensive line for Tampa Bay wasn't very good. They didn't run the ball very well. They didn't pass block very well. Jameis Winston did a great job with his legs keeping plays alive, and he looked really good in this football game. He played really, really well. It's why you believe in Jameis Winston and why you believe that Tampa Bay is on their way. Jameis Winston, you got Mike Evans. There are pieces there. They got to get Doug Martin completely healthy. They got to get that running game cranked up. They've got to get that defense to perform up to expectations. They're one of many at 4-5. They're certainly not exceeding expectations or even meeting them. But you have this feeling that they're on the cusp of something. I think this coming offseason, because I don't think they're making the playoffs, even in a wide-open NFC, I think this offseason could prove to be a pivotal offseason in that what happens in this offseason as far as fortifying some of these weaknesses, that along with the growth of Jameis Winston from year two to year three, could prove pivotal in what direction this franchise goes over the next 3 or 4 years. Is it one that becomes stamps itself a contender in the NFC? Or are you looking and are you always saying, it looks like it's going to happen, looks like it could happen, it should happen, and then it just doesn't happen? We're going to have to watch. For the Bears, not a lot of talent. It's the early phases of a rebuilding project. They have to upgrade that talent a major way, and they got to figure out who their new quarterback is going to be. It's not Jay Cutler. I think they will certainly draft a quarterback in the early rounds of this upcoming draft and hand that young quarterback the job. Whether it works out in Chicago in that regard remains to be seen, but it's not that it's a messy situation. It's just a rebuilding project. This is how rebuilding projects work. They're not always pretty. And this is one of those cases. This is a rebuilding project that will not be pretty. I don't have any other ways to explain it to you. Some teams end up being bad football teams, and sometimes when you get to that point, like San Francisco, like Cleveland, like Chicago, strip it down, bottom out, rebuild it from the ground up. Those are not teams that can be patched back together. Eventually, all the patches you use to keep everything together will, of course, spring a leak. Up next, more of our game-by-game recaps of a Week 10 NFL Sunday. Your calls, 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. Again, this is the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use speedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Doctor Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Cam Newton to throw. Blitz by Sorensen. Pass is intercepted. Eric Berry at the 40-35. Sorensen's blitz set it up. Berry inside the 20. Stays on his feet dancing. Still going left. He's got a chance. He's at the 15 angling left. 10 to the 5. A block. And Berry to the left. Front pylon. Touchdown. Kansas City.
And now a very important extra point. Snap. Broncos jump over the ball. And they block the extra point. And it's picked up. Denver's running down the field. This ball picked up and running down the field. That is Will Parks. Parks into the end zone. A two-point conversion. The extra point blocked.
Highlights of two of the crazier finishes from a Week 10 NFL Sunday bring us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter in 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Again, main topics of discussion, free fall of the two top teams, or what were perceived to be the two top teams coming into this season in the NFC North. Your thoughts and your takeaways on your favorite team from a Week 10 NFL Sunday, or anything else you want to talk about in the world of the NFL. 800-878-PLAY on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Let's continue with the 1 o'clock action, and you heard the highlight. It was the only offensive touchdown of the game for the Kansas City Chiefs, but it was enough. As their defense comes up big late, Ron Rivera makes some inexplicable decisions down the stretch, and the Chiefs snatch victory out of the jaws of defeat with a 2017 victory over the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers fall to 3-6, 2-3 down at home on the season, and probably their realistic chances of finding their way in the playoffs are dashed right in this matchup. A victory here, which it looked like they were on their way to, probably puts them right back in the thick of things in a very mediocre NFC at 4-5. For the Chiefs, they improved to 7-2, and they keep finding ways to win football games. Some games they have no business winning, yet they come out on top. And this one, it boiled down to Carolina gets up 17-0. The field goal going into halftime for the Chiefs that made it 17-3 in a two-point game proved important. You then get the Eric Berry pick for the only touchdown on the day for the Chiefs that makes it a one-score game. And then you get to the end. It's 17-all. There's, I think, 20-odd seconds left in the game. No timeouts for Carolina. Now, I'm not about, when you have a quality quarterback of the ilk of Cam Newton, a league MVP candidate over the last couple of years, I'm usually not about taking the air out of the football and playing for overtime, especially at home. But here's the realities. 20-odd seconds left, no timeouts. And you call a pass that is not towards the sidelines. The half's over right there. You're going to overtime. So I don't understand the play calling, number one, and the choice there to get aggressive with less than great field position. That's the perfect spot to take the knee, go to overtime. Unfortunately for the Panthers, Ron Rivera and company chose to do otherwise. The always opportunistic Chiefs defense strips the ball from Kelvin Benjamin. Kyrie Santos kicks the game-winning field goal, and the Chiefs steal a game that they were down 17-0 and never scored an offensive touchdown in and found a way to win. And for the Panthers, they dropped the game where they were up 17-0, and their opposition did not score an offensive touchdown. And instead of being 4-5 and right in the thick of things in what has turned out to be a generally putrid NFC outside of a handful of teams, they're now at 3-6, and I don't know if even with the state of the NFC, they can climb back up that hill. I really don't. This was a game they had won, should have won, and may end up when they look back at the 2016 season, it may be the game they kick themselves over more than any other. We'll move on to Philadelphia, where the Eagles, it's been an up-and-down, topsy-turvy year for the Philadelphia Eagles, but they've played great at home all year. They improved to 5-4 with a 24-15 victory over the Falcons, who fall to 6-4. Again, the Falcons at this point, with the state of the NFC, one of the better teams in the conference, but they are incredibly up-and-down as well. And they've had a couple of heartbreaking losses this year. And there are times where they seem to be on the precipice of this thing falling apart on them. Obviously, we're past the point where it's going to be like it was last year. But their inconsistency on defense oftentimes rears its ugly head. And as great a quarterback as Matty Ice is, in order to be successful, he needs a balanced attack. And when the Falcons aren't running the football well or able to use those running backs in the passing game, they have some trouble scoring. Julio Jones had 135 yards receiving through the air, and still the Falcons only put up 15 points. It was a situation where they settled for a lot of field goals, a lot of Matt Bryant field goals, and that ended up dooming the Atlanta Falcons. And kudos to that Eagles defense. Eagles defense played very well and really controlled this game. Offensively for the Eagles, Carson Wentz was far from great, but he didn't turn over the football. And he was able to lean on a terrific running attack. Ryan Matthews leading the way, Wendell Smallwood pitching in as well. And all in all, 38 carries, 208 on the ground, complemented by a defense that played terrific football. Bent a little bit at times, but usually did not break, and forced the Falcons into kicking a lot of field goals. And for the Eagles, they took advantage of opportunities. Again, Wentz, no mistakes, no turnovers, and a terrific running game, and they did enough. A very good win for a solid, I'm sorry, Carson Wentz actually turned it over once. He had the fumble. I apologize. But didn't turn it over with any interceptions. But still the same. You look at this football game, they win the battle of turnovers. They run the ball brilliantly. And they mitigate mistakes. And their defense controls this game. They win the battle of total yards. They win the battle of time of possession. They dominate first downs. And you take one of the most explosive offenses in all the National Football League. It's a brilliantly balanced attack, but it's just a great all-around offense, really, when it's clicking. Hold them to 303 yards, let them stay on the field for 22 minutes and only get 11 first downs, and hold them to 2 for 11 on third down and make them settle for all those field goals. That's a great job by your defense and an equally great job by your running game of controlling things. A very good victory for a pretty good team in Philadelphia. For Atlanta, they're also pretty good. You'd like to see more out of that defense on a week-in, week-out basis. It's growing. They found something special in Vic Beasley, but they still have a long, long way to go. And I guess another thing for the Eagles before we move on from this game, a lot less of those strange Doug Peterson decisions this week in comparison to last week against the Giants, where his propensity for going for it on fourth down in all the wrong places cost him dearly. This week he nearly did it too. I believe it was fourth and eight, and he left his quarterback out there. And I heard people talk about maybe he'll try and draw him offside. I said, what will that do? It's fourth and eight. It'll make it fourth and three. Then he'll either have to do it again or run a play. So he was smart enough. He took a timeout, thought better of it, and he ended up kicking the long Caleb Sturgis field goal, and he got points. Smart, smart play by Doug Peterson. Like his quarterback, not making the same mistakes twice. And I really, really believe that that's extremely important for the success of the Philadelphia Eagles, because the young quarterback and a young coach, and what you notice about Carson Wentz, he doesn't make the same mistakes over and over again. He makes them once and he learns from them and moves forward. Maybe we saw the same thing with Doug Peterson, who's made some strange and questionable decisions as far as strategy as a coach this year. But it appeared he learned something about field timing and the choices of when to go for it and when not to go for it from that Giant game, because his choices in that Giant game cost them dearly. Let's move on to MetLife Stadium in the Meadowlands, where the New York Jets score one offensive touchdown, miss the extra point, fall to 3-7 on the year as they usher in the Bryce Petty era, with a 9-6 loss at the hands of the Los Angeles Rams, who improved to 4-5, just 3-2 away from home. Again, you know, this was a close football game, but unlike that terrific game in the Sunday night matchup between New England and Seattle, that terrific matchup between Dallas and Pittsburgh, and some of the other great matchups that we saw on the day. This one was not exciting. The Rams defense was the best unit on the field. The Rams kicked three field goals. The Jets had one notable drive. Matt Forte played pretty well. Bryce Petty didn't do much other than that one drive. The offensive play calling did not allow him to do much, as they really wouldn't let him push the ball down the field. And the Rams corners were really squatting on the routes of the Jets receivers. So we see the start of the Bryce Petty era. We won't know what he is if they don't open up the play calling. For the Rams, despite the fact that Case Keenum leads an offense that does nothing, they're 4-5 because of that defense and some soft touches on the schedule. Are they a real playoff contender? Not really. Not the way they play offense. But their defense is pretty good and good enough to keep them in things. And the fact that they play Seattle and Arizona tough all the time, that may put them in a good position to have a say in the outcome of the NFC West. Before we get to break, Saints Broncos, we'll start it here. We'll probably carry it over to the next segment and use that to wrap up this first hour of the Spano and Black Attack. Broncos improved to 7-3 in a game I didn't think they could win. 25-23 over the Saints. Saints fall to 4-5 in a most improbable of outcomes. This was an interesting game. Broncos got off to the good start. The Saints reeled them in. And then from there, it became a back-and-forth affair with the Saints scoring the last touchdown that put them in a position to kick the extra point and have the lead with a minute and 22 seconds left. And as you heard in the highlight, that's not what happened. The extra point was blocked. Will Parks returns it for a two-point conversion. And despite the fact that the Saints score what was potentially the go-ahead touchdown, it's ultimately the Denver Broncos that go ahead in this one. Final tally, 25-23. The Denver Broncos keep pace with the Oakland Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC West. And for the Saints, a chance to go above 500, really get within hailing distance of the Denver Broncos, goes by the boards. Some more thoughts on this game as we tie a bow around hour one. Next here on The Attack, I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's twist contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Granger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we get ready to tie a bow around hour one of the Spano and Black Attack, and we're talking the Broncos' 25-23 win over the New Orleans Saints in the Superdome, and in an outcome I thought unlikely. With all the injuries on the Denver defense, no Aqib Talib, no Derek Wolfe, I expected Drew Brees to have a field day. And he played well. Now, generally well. He threw it for yardage. Obviously, they got behind early. Two interceptions were a big factor. Once again, the Saints really didn't run the ball particularly well or particularly frequently. And they weren't on the field all that much. They didn't run all that many plays. It was a great job by the Denver Broncos to get off to the early lead. And after giving up the lead, winning the game in the most unlikely of circumstances. The offensive line for the Broncos struggled all game long as Trevor Siemian was beat up. He threw two interceptions of his own. But he generally played well. And in a game that I expected to suit the pace of New Orleans better than it did, It stayed at a slower pace, didn't turn into a shootout, and Trevor Siemian did a pretty good job of matching Drew Brees pass for pass, yard for yard, play for play. Give the Broncos credit. Styles make fights. This wasn't a style that going in as far as the game that looked like it was going to leave them in a position to succeed with the injuries and everything else. But they stepped up and took one. I didn't think they could. All credit to the Broncos. They stay right in the chase in the AFC West. And for New Orleans, a golden opportunity to get above 500 and put yourself in prime position to contend in the NFC goes by the boards. We'll step aside now and we'll take this time to get ready for hour two of the attack, and then we'll be back at you with more NFL action.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm pro-life. The judges will be pro-life.
President-elect Donald Trump discussing what he'll look for in Supreme Court justice nominees, saying he plans to appoint justices who are against abortion and in favor of gun rights.
We know the Second Amendment, and everybody's talking about the Second Amendment, and they're trying to dice it up and change it. They're going to be very pro-Second Amendment.
In that 60 Minutes interview, Trump also had a message for any supporters who are engaging in acts of racial discrimination and intimidation.
I will say this, and I'll say it right to the camera, stop it.
Thousands of demonstrators have been marching in several U.S. cities in protest of Trump's election victory last week. The president-elect saying in the interview, people are protesting against him because they don't know him. Trump also says he believes that some of them are professionally paid demonstrators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not have to stop you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, you can get Men's Liberty for free. Just call 800-280-1335 now.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
You can get Men's Liberty for free. Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and supplemental insurance. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odor, or infections. Call 800-280-1335 today. The call is free and confidential. Call 800-280-1335. Call 800-280-1335. 800-280-1335.
Republican House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy saying the good parts of Obamacare are the parts that Republicans came up with.
Keeping pre-existing conditions and staying on your parents' health care plan to 26. And those are in the health care replacement plan that Republicans have in a better way.
The Republican congressman speaking on Fox News Sunday. McCarthy also saying there will be work to secure the southern border now that Trump will be president, although he says it might not take the form of an actual wall. And he also says Congress will be focusing quickly on job creation now.
That means tax reform. That means regulation, infrastructure. There are so many places that we can come together, even bipartisan, to get this country working again.
At least two people are dead, several others injured after a 7.8 earthquake struck New Zealand yesterday. Emergency officials say one person died from a heart attack. Another person died when their home collapsed. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg addressing accusations that fake news on the social media site influenced the outcome of the U.S. presidential election. Zuckerberg claims at least 99% of the news content on Facebook is authentic, saying it's very unlikely that any fake news or hoaxes changed the outcome of the voting. He added that hoaxes that do exist are not limited to one partisan view or even to politics. A man wanted in connection with the deadly shooting of a California sheriff's deputies in custody. Police believe 36-year-old David Machado shot and killed Stanislaus County Deputy Dennis Wallace yesterday morning in Houston, California, a suburb of Modesto. The county sheriff, Adam Christensen, had previously said that Wallace had been executed. One of the Supreme Court justices was moonlighting, as we hear from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg now counts opera performer among her lifetime list of high achievements. Ginsburg made her debut over the weekend in the Washington National Opera's The Daughter of the Regiment. Ginsburg had a small speaking part, and reviewers say she stole the show as the Duchess of Crackenthorpe.
And Doctor Strange and Trolls were number 1 and 2 at the nation's box office this week. Doctor Strange, based on a Marvel comic book hero, earning an estimated $43 million over the weekend. That's for a grand total of $153 million since its release 10 days ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, Don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of a Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. If you want to join the discussion, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. Hour 2, going to be a little bit more of a mixed bag than Hour 1. Hour 1, the entirety, was takeaways and the big stories from a Week 10 NFL Sunday, as well as our game-by-game recaps. In Hour 2, we'll switch it up a little bit. We'll finish up the game-by-game recaps. We'll give you some more takeaways. We'll preview the Monday night matchup. But at the very back end of the show, we'll get into a recap of UFC 205 and the history made at Madison Square Garden. We'll talk about some of the big matchups. We'll also talk about it from a perspective of the future of the company and some changes in direction that may be forthcoming. We'll take it a couple interesting directions. But now, as we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, let's run down the myriad of ways you can take Sports Byline on the go with you via your devices, starting, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device. They all have a wealth of on-demand content. They all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least, in our hearts and minds, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack. And we thank each and every one of those service people for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. Up next, we'll wrap up the 1 o'clock games, start diving into the 4 o'clock games as we continue our game-by-game recaps of a Week 10 NFL Sunday. More right after this.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, you can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico, get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Have you heard about podcasting? With podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and The Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Back to throw, looking, fired,
intercepted, he got it!
He got it, Alonso's got it! At the 40, 35, 30, being chased out, he's at the 20, he's at the 10, the 5, touchdown Miami!
No flags!
Wow!
There are no flags!
Keiko Alonso with an interception.
Oh my God!
And a pick six!
Huge play.
Here we go. Run Zeke. Up the middle, he's gone. Zeke's gone. Goodbye, Zeke. Touchdown. Short yardage, pinched in. The dogs got out. The Cowboys are going to steal one in Pittsburgh. 32 yards with 9 seconds left. And Dallas leads 35-30.
Wilson in the shotgun on third and three. Five-man pressure, floating it back of the end zone. It is caught, a fingertip grab on the run by Doug Baldwin, who went right down the middle, got to the back of the end zone, and the catch is there, the touchdown is there, and Seattle takes a 31-24 lead with 4:24 to play in the ballgame.
Some highlights of some of the later action around the National Football League Week 10 Sunday, culminating with the final touchdown pass from Russell Wilson to Doug Baldwin, the one that seals the deal before a goal line stand for the Seattle Seahawks over the New England Patriots, and we'll get to that one in just a little bit. But where we want to go next is we want to finish up with the last of the 1 o'clock games. The Houston Texans don't play well in particular, hang on for dear life down the stretch, but find a way to survive. Improve to 6-3, take firm control of the AFC South with a 24-21 victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars, who fall to 2-7, just 1-4 at home. Lamar Miller was good. The running attack for the Houston Texans was good. The defense was strong. Blake Bortles was again terrible for Jacksonville. The numbers look fine, but it's all after they're down big. When it's a contest or when they're starting from scratch, it's pick sixes. It's three and outs. They don't produce anything. It's when they're hopelessly down and trading points for time and defenses allow them to make hay, only then does Blake Bortles do anything effective. And ultimately, it always seems to be too little too late. Oftentimes, they draw close, but thus far this year, come up short week after week. Bortles, again, lousy, 32 for 49, 265, two touchdowns, an interception that cost them seven. Running attack non-existent, 22 carries for 80 yards, led by T.J. Yeldon's 9 for 32. Chris Ivory, another 9 for 31. You know, that's not going to get it done. You're always playing from behind. Your offense certainly has regressed. You don't run the ball. The passing attack, despite all the talent, has taken major steps back. This defense, for all the money and resources through the draft they put into it, didn't do anything yesterday beyond limiting an awful Brock Osweiler to 14 for 27, 99 yards, but he threw two touchdowns. Now, Osweiler's putrid at this point, and boy, does it look like money poorly spent for the Houston Texans. But Lamar Miller led a very, very good running attack. 33 carries, a buck 81, including a long of 45 from Miller. That, the defense stifling Jacksonville when it mattered, getting a pick six, that was enough to propel Houston to a win. They're 6-3. They're not particularly good until Osweiler plays better. I don't know. I don't know that they're a real contender beyond getting into the playoffs. Sometimes I get a feeling it's going to be same old Texans when they get to the playoffs. They'll get exposed because, again, they still, it doesn't appear, have a quarterback. Brock Osweiler's looked lost out there. For Jacksonville, don't tear it apart. Just bring in a new coach. You'll be drafting high. You'll have money to spend. Continue to fortify. Got to get a stud running back and got to continue to upgrade that offensive line and that entire defense. All of a sudden, maybe what we expected this year, we see next year. So I'm of the mindset all is not lost in Jacksonville. It's lost for this year, but I think the turnaround could be quicker than a lot of people think. Again, the AFC South, one of the worst divisions in all of football after I expected it to be one of the best. And Houston right now is leading. But Tennessee is lurking. And the way they're playing with a quarterback that actually makes plays, a no-name defense that may be every bit the equal, if not better, than Houston, because Houston has no J.J. Watt and a real deal running attack every week. Watch out. Watch out. It's not a good division. Maybe Tennessee steals it. I don't think so, but maybe they do. Let's head to some of the 4 o'clock action, and then we'll get to the rest of it along with the Sunday night special in the next segment, as well as a preview of a preview of the Monday night matchup. The Dolphins steal one here. This was a terrific back and forth football game that had a little bit of everything. But the Dolphins turned the last pick, pick number 4 of Philip Rivers, into the game-winning touchdown. Kiko Alonso takes it to the house. 31-24. Dolphins over the Chargers in this one. Philip Rivers, 23 for 44 for San Diego, 326. He threw 3 touchdowns, had 4 interceptions. What you're starting to see from Miami, and they're now 5-4 on the year, while San Diego falls to 4-6. And the truth is, if San Diego wasn't in the toughest division in football right now, the AFC West, with the state of the NFL, they might be contending. But realities are, some heartbreaking losses have put them in a position where all they can do is play spoiler this year. For Miami, they're a real contender for a wild card spot at 5-4. They found an identity with Jay Ajayi running the football. Again, 19 carries, 79 yards in this one. Tannehill chips in with some work in the run game. They run it for 106 on the day, and they run it 25 times, while Tannehill only has to throw it 24. And when asked to do that amount of work, and when given that balance, Ryan Tannehill can be pretty effective. 17 for 24, 240, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, only sacked once. He really played very, very well. Devontae Parker was huge in this one. The young wide receiver out of Louisville, 5 catches, 103 yards, including a 56-yarder. The Miami defense, while they gave up a lot of yards, particularly through the air to Philip Rivers, they corralled Melvin Gordon, who had a huge week last week in the run game, and they caused all sorts of turnovers in this one. And that ended up being huge for Miami in a game where San Diego controlled time of possession, racked up a little more yards, was better on third down conversions. And generally, the difference was 4 turnovers to 1, that advantage. And ultimately, that pick 6. You know, San Diego and Miami battled all the way through. A lot of lead changes in this game, back and forth. But ultimately, Philip Rivers being sloppy with the football yesterday proved to be the Chargers' undoing, and it's what exactly led to the Dolphins' win. 5-4 Miami. Who'd have thunk it just a few weeks ago? But as we say, why not Miami? A couple of weeks ago, we were saying, why not Buffalo? Now we're saying, why not Miami? Boy, it is a topsy-turvy, crazy league, and this Week 10 of Sunday action was the best week we've seen yet. A lot of wild games, a lot of crazy finishes, a lot of close games, a lot of good football, and a lot of games with a lot of swings. We'll get to this one next, and we'll do it quickly. Cardinals over the 49ers, 23-20. Cards are now at 4-4-1. 49ers are at 1-8. This Arizona Cardinals team is a shell of what they were. It's the nicest way that I can describe them. A shell of what they were. But they found a way to win. They needed a Chandler Catanzaro field goal as time expired to lock up the win. But a win nonetheless, and in a wide-open NFC. Are they good this year? No. They're not good at all. But what they are is winning and contending. We'll pick it up right there next here on the Attack, so keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Is that beautiful or what?
Show's been pretty beautiful today. For some of these football teams, their performance was beautiful. Some was or what. And we've chronicled it all and will continue to do so here on this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY to join the conversation. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or hit me up on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And we're just tying a bow around Chargers Dolphins. And again, the Dolphins, now that they have balance and they found a running back in a running game, and they don't have to lean so hard on Ryan Tannehill, they're okay. For the Chargers, some heartbreaking losses this year. And this was another one. I know they're beset by injuries. They're a gutty team. But these heartbreaking injuries cost them a chance to contend in the AFC West. We also talked about the Cardinals and the 49ers. And what really can I say here other than nothing's easy for the Cardinals this year. And they're flat out just not good despite their personnel. When a team as bad as San Francisco comes into your building, and I understand it's a divisional matchup, and they hang tight, and you need a Chandler Catanzaro field goal as time expires just to win a football game, something's not right, and something's not been right all year long. Numbers were okay for Carson Palmer. He throws two more picks. Running game was pedestrian. David Johnson really couldn't get going. Fitzgerald was brilliant. He got hurt at one point in the game. Michael Floyd chips in with a 100-yard receiving game as well. I mean, Carson Palmer, the two picks, he lost a fumble. J.J. Nelson lost a fumble. Lots of turnovers. Defensively, they did an okay job of getting after Colin Kaepernick, but he did throw it for 210 yards on his 30 passes, and they got some nice balance. Run-pass balance. They were persistent in the running game, not necessarily effective beyond Kaepernick, who had 10 carries for 55 yards and led the team in rushing yardage. Second in attempts to Carlos Hyde, who had 13 carries for 14 yards. And that inability of Carlos Hyde to get going was probably the difference in this game, as San Francisco had a lot of things go their way in this game. They won the battle of turnovers. They were pretty decent on third down efficiency. You know, they did some things right, as much as they can do. And it's the kind of game they're in a position to steal, despite getting outgained by well over 100 yards. They won the battle of turnovers 4-1. And they weren't easy to get off the field on third down. And that's a recipe for victory when you're an undermanned group and you're getting outplayed by opposition. They make a lot of mistakes and they let you hang around. Fortunately for the Cardinals, they find a way to take care of their business at the end and they improve to 4-4-1. They're not a good football team. I don't consider them dangerous unless an awful lot changes this year. And for San Francisco, they'll probably have the number two pick in the NFL draft right after the Cleveland Browns. Let's move on to Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. And this was clearly the main event of the 4 o'clock games. And earlier on, you heard the Brad Sham call of the Ezekiel Elliott touchdown run that sealed the deal for the Dallas Cowboys, who go into Heinz Field in Pittsburgh and top a desperate and talented Steelers team 35-30. This is such an impressive win for the Cowboys and Dak Prescott. 7 lead changes in this game. You go in and you win this game against a Steelers team that was backed up against it. You got to realize something. This was a Steelers team that was hosting the Cowboys that was at 500 halfway through their season, was not in first place in their division, was not playing good football. So there's clearly a desperation with the Steelers. And you know they were going to give the Cowboys everything they had. Roethlisberger, second week back off of missing time from the injury. He's always better in those situations. And he was brilliant yesterday. So for the Cowboys to take the Steelers' best punch in a game that saw 7 lead changes and end up prevailing, that is a testament to how good this Cowboys group is this year. If you had doubts like I did for a long time that they were for real because of their limitations on defense, or that Dak Prescott at quarterback gave them the best chance to win, those thoughts have been put to bed, at least for me. And I don't know how they couldn't be put to bed for anybody else. Because when you look at this football team now, you know, again, you go into Pittsburgh with Pittsburgh, they're still a very talented football team. They're desperate. They're hungry. Ben's second week off of the injury layoff where he's always better. Roethlisberger throws for 408 against your depleted defense that saw a bunch of injuries in game that really had you struggling. They score the go-ahead touchdown on a demoralizing fake spike, no less. Fake clock kill for a touchdown to Antonio Brown. But despite all of that, Dak comes out with very little time left, and he completes a couple of passes to move the Cowboys down the field and put them in position for Ezekiel Elliott to make that big run that seals the deal. I was so impressed, and I am so convinced that the Cowboys are now for real, and Dak Prescott is for real. For the Steelers, oh boy, 4-5. They're in a very, very precarious spot here. I know the division is still wide open. The Ravens are a game up, but they have to go to Dallas to play the Cowboys in a game that it's not inconceivable they could win. The Ravens have one thing. They play defense. If they can get that Cowboy offense off the field, maybe they can do enough to steal a game. I mean, the Cowboys have won 8 straight. They got to lose sometime. Everybody loses sometime. And if the Ravens were to go down to Dallas and steal that game, I think they'd have pretty close to an insurmountable lead in the AFC North. And the Steelers at 4-5, if they don't win that division, they're going to be hard-pressed to find a wild-card berth with as strong as the AFC West is. Steelers are very talented. They're very dangerous. They're also, this year, very inconsistent. They've dealt with injuries, and they could find themselves very quickly on the outside looking in as far as the playoff picture. And I guess a final thing, and I'll make a quick comment on this before we move forward, because we still have some football to cover, and I want to weigh in with some thoughts on UFC 205. Mike Tomlin, stop going for two early in football. I hate coaches when they go for two before they have to. I understand it's now become it's about a 50-50 proposition, the stats say, and with the extra point being moved back to 33 yards, instead of a 99 out of 100 proposition, it's become more of a 92 or 93 out of 100 proposition. I don't care. Maybe I'm old school and maybe I'm out of touch, but the realities are when you go for two early and you miss it, you're chasing points all game long. You saw the Steelers have to go for two three times. They didn't get any of them. You're chasing points, it costs you points. It changed how you have to go about your business. And you're off schedule. So for me, you don't go for three until you absolutely have to. And I think these coaches all do it too early. Whether you're Mike Tomlin and you're trying to seize control early and make a statement, or you're a coach of a team that is trying to come back from behind, you don't go for the two until you absolutely have to. You don't do it early. You do it as late as you can. So that way, if you miss it, you know, that way you don't have to miss it and put yourself in a position to chase points. You hang in there as long as you can. Avoid going for the two, and only do it at that last possible moment. I hope coaches learn something. I'm not saying it cost the Steelers the game, but again, I see it too many times with teams going for two too early. That's my thoughts on it. You've heard them here before. Mike Tomlin, a lot of the coaches do not subscribe to that theory. I'm telling you, when you go for it early, whether it be in a situation like Tomlin will do it sometimes this year and even more so last year, to try and seize some momentum. I really hate it there. But I also hate it when coaches are coming back in a game and they go for it before they have to, and they go for it too early, because then the game takes twists and turns, and when you don't get it, you find that you're chasing points, and where had you just kicked the extra point, you might be in a position to kick a field goal, you suddenly have to go for a touchdown. My thoughts on a two-point conversion, I won't stand on my soapbox any longer. Well, in the next segment, we'll recap the Sunday night special. Seattle and New England, a terrific game, another terrific game, much like that Steelers-Cowboys game with seven lead changes. Chargers-Dolphins was great. You had the wild outcome with Saints and Broncos, Panthers and Chiefs. It was a great day of NFL action. But we'll recap Seahawks-Patriots, the Sunday night special, quick preview of the Monday night matchup, and then I'll give you some thoughts on UFC 205. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Dr. Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Dr. Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Well, I'm not at all edgy as we roll on here on the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 to chime in on Twitter. You can also chime in 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Again, so many topics to discuss, whether it be the free fall of the two early season leaders and preseason favorites in the NFC North. That leaves the Detroit Lions as the very best team in the NFC North. The Cowboys and Dak Prescott are now for real and have erased all doubts with a super impressive win at Pittsburgh. Or your thoughts on anything you saw your favorite team on a Week 10 NFL Sunday. But now let's get to the Sunday night special. Seahawks 31, Patriots 24. Patriots show that they are human or mortal, falling to 7-2, 3-2 at home. Seahawks with a big road win coming across the country in prime time and improving to 6-2-1, 2-2-1 away from Seattle. Again, this was another great and entertaining football game that had a little bit of everything. Hard hitting, physicality, tough, big, key defensive plays and stops. Offenses that executed in particular through the air. And ultimately, this game came down to Russell Wilson out-dueling Tom Brady. Russell Wilson looks like he's getting healthier and healthier. And while he's not a factor in the running game, his ability behind that suspect offensive line to elude the rush and make plays has been very, very impressive. And he was brilliant last night, 25 for 37, 348, three touchdowns. No interceptions, sacked three times. Tom Brady, 23 for 32, 316, no touchdowns, one interception, sacked twice. Again, both running games were pedestrian. Overall, Seattle, 26 for 96. New England, 28 for 81. The running games kept everything honest, kept these teams reasonably balanced, and that helped their offensive performance. Blunt ran hard. The three touchdowns, including that one-yard run right before halftime, that was epic. You know, it was just a terrific football game. And, you know, well played in many ways by both teams. The offenses did plenty against against a Seattle defense that's not what it used to be without Michael Bennett and Cam Chancellor still not at 100%. But they hit hard and bring it. New England's defense, they weren't great before Jamie Collins left. They're still not great. And I guess ultimately the undoing of New England in many ways was they were on the wrong end of the battle of turnovers. Otherwise, in so many ways, a very even football game. Yards-wise, 420 to 385. 6 for 10 on first downs for New England. 6 for 12 for Seattle. Time of possession basically split right down the middle. 25 to 23 in first downs. Both teams had 60 yards in penalties. Both teams got it in the end zone three times in their trips in the red zone. It was just an all-around very even, very back-and-forth, very exciting football game where Seattle did a better job with ball discipline, and Russell Wilson was better than Tom Brady on this night. And that's how the Seahawks won. And they showed you that while they're not the team that they were, they're still good enough, and they're probably going to get back to the Super Bowl. All apologies to the Cowboys, who have a far more diverse and explosive offense than Seattle. Seattle's offense is inconsistent. But the Cowboys kind of hide that defense with their offense leading in time of possession, and it's not nearly as talented a group. Is the Seahawks defense what it was 3 years ago? No. But it's still very, very good. And I guess the realities are what we saw this week is some very, very good games between some very good teams, but there is no great team in the National Football League, and that includes the New England Patriots. These are all teams with some major, major weaknesses. The league is mediocre when some of their best match up, they give you very entertaining and high-quality football, but you can see there is no great team, and each and every one of these teams have some fatal flaws. But a really good primetime game, and now that we're clear of the election and we're starting to get some better matchups in prime time, let's see if the ratings rebound or if the NFL has a real issue. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Let's finally get to the Sunday night special and preview what should be a pretty exciting albeit a very important matchup. On Monday night, MetLife Stadium, East Rutherford, 5-3 New York Giants, 3-1 at home. They host the 3-4-1 Cincinnati Bengals, who are 1-3 away from home. Their only win of the year on the road comes at MetLife Stadium, a victory over the New York Jets. This is anybody's football game. Lines makers have told you a little bit about what they think, and they've made Cincinnati a road favorite. And I guess their superior balance on offense, the fact that they do have a running game, and now the lines actually change to even, the Giants taking on a lot of action. The fact that they actually do have a running game, that's a big edge because it helps keep Andy Dalton clean. And again, neither of these offenses has been consistent. Neither of these offenses has been great. And I honestly think at their best, the Giants offense is better. But neither of these offenses has been at their best this year. Both defenses have been okay, but somewhat disappointing. You know, it's interesting. The Bengals have put up better numbers. They look like they are the better all-around team. But they sure seem to find a lot of ways to lose football games. The Giants, on the other hand, despite their limitations and some of their issues, they're finding ways to win football games. It's in MetLife Stadium. It's in prime time. I got a funny feeling the Giants find a way to win this football game, go to 6-3 and stay within hailing distance of the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC East, because the loss really has them fighting for nothing more than a wild card spot. I mean, I ultimately don't know that they can do any more than that anyway, but they need this win. I think they get it. For the Bengals, they need this win. I don't think they do. They fall to 3-5-1, and they find themselves behind the Steelers and behind the Ravens in the AFC North with a big hole to climb out of. That's your Monday night preview, and we're done recapping a week 10 NFL Sunday. Tomorrow, all the college football, recap of the Monday night matchup. But now let's go to UFC 205. We're not going to have a lot of time for this, so we're not going to get into breaking down and recapping all the great fights that were on this star-studded card. But what we will tell you is Conor McGregor showed just how good he was in dominating fashion, second-round knockout. Second-round stoppage of Eddie Alvarez. And every time he hit Alvarez with that left hand, he hurt Alvarez. Dominant, dominant effort. Conor McGregor is now the UFC featherweight and UFC lightweight champions. First time in the history of that promotion that they've had a world champion hold two belts at the same time. But I think moreover, and I think what may be most important, and I'm really interested to see how things unfold over the next year for Conor McGregor and the UFC, he is an unfiltered guy who still has a lot of acrimony and distaste, as it were, for his promoters, the Ultimate Fighting Championships, and Dana White. And he's made that clear. And for the first time in the history of this promotion, they have a fighter bigger than the promotion. It's going to be a real hard issue for Dana White to deal with, real hard issue for this entire company to deal with, because Conor McGregor's made it clear, I'm calling the shots now. This is not something that Dana White and UFC have had to deal with before. And this is not a guy who's shy about taking what's his and what he thinks he's got coming. I think it's a very interesting road to hoe here for UFC, as they are in very much uncharted waters, as this guy is the face of their company. He is far and away their biggest draw. And he, for the first time, and not Dana White, holds the hammer when they go to put together fights and everything else. And I think it's going to be pretty interesting to see how Conor McGregor handles that. I have a feeling he's going to take full advantage of it, because he's not forgotten what happened with the canceling of UFC 200 and everything else. A lot of acrimony between him and Dana White and him and UFC as an entity. So I don't know how much time he takes off. I don't know how much of a bully he is in dictating opponents. I don't know if they ultimately end up in divorce. Because I had a funny feeling that's not something UFC can afford. And people always say to me, well, he could leave. You know, where's he going to go? I'm going to explain something to you. At this point, he can go anywhere he wants. And wherever he goes, they perhaps become the biggest promotion in mixed martial arts. You say, well, if he goes to Bellator, there's nobody to fight. Okay, it doesn't matter. He's beyond that. Everybody wants to see him fight no matter who he fights, whether it be the best lightweights in the world or it be second-level lightweights. It doesn't matter. He's the show, much like Muhammad Ali when he would fight guys that weren't in his class and Floyd Mayweather. It was still huge pay-per-view buys by the standards of boxing of the day. In Muhammad Ali's case, closed-circuit views. Well, Conor McGregor's the same thing. So guess what? Wherever he takes his act, if it's not UFC, they suddenly become real contenders. And Scott Coker and Bellator could throw a boatload of money at him and take advantage of Conor McGregor's profile as the biggest mixed martial artist in the sport today, put him live and free on Spike with a bunch of their lightweights. And man, all of a sudden, the eyes of the mixed martial arts world move from UFC to Bellator. I know their contracts with their fighters far more friendly than UFC, and we've seen a few high-profile fighters defect UFC to go to Bellator. They also do the Legends Tour a lot of times on their cards. Scott Coker knows what he's doing as far as growing a mixed martial arts company and promotion. And man, if the discord between the two sides comes to the point where Conor McGregor finds himself a free agent, all of a sudden Conor McGregor and Bellator and UFC's got a fight on their hands for supremacy in the mixed martial arts world. I know it sounds crazy, but just think about what I'm telling you. Think about how I laid this out for you. Bigger than the promotion, almost doesn't matter who he fights. It's still a huge draw. When he fights guys that people think can actually give him a run, it's epic. When he fights guys that he outclasses and nobody thinks have a chance, still huge. Don't be shocked if the discord between UFC and Conor McGregor result in Scott Coker and Bellator having a chance to swoop in there and take control. And if they do, there may be a new kingpin of the mixed martial arts world in town as far as promoters. We'll tie a bow around it next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We're talking about the future of Conor McGregor and the possibility of him leaving UFC. And I understand the depth in the lightweight rankings, and that's where he's going to stay. He's not going back to featherweight. It's all in the UFC. Obviously, he dispatched Eddie Alvarez. And there's a handful of other fighters like Tony Ferguson, Khabib Nurmagomedov. I can't pronounce his name, but he's a terrific young fighter. And that's who everybody wants to see McGregor fight. Dos Anjos is another one. Edson Barbosa. You know, these are obviously Nate Diaz again. But there's a handful of guys. There's a pair of guys in Bellator, and the winner of a Benson Henderson-Michael Chandler fight would be intriguing. There's also a young kid, Justin Gaethje, in World Series of Fighting, who's a dynamic striker like McGregor in 16-0. So there's a couple of fights out there. Not many, but there's not even all that many intriguing fights within UFC. The depth is certainly there, and there are a couple, but certainly there are a couple of fights in around the lightweight world outside of UFC and mixed martial arts that are very, very sellable because of Conor McGregor. Some have more intrigue than others, and I think the best fights for him are in UFC, but if the relationship sours between the two sides, there's certainly other ways to go and things that are certainly sellable. Well, music means only one thing. We're out of here. Thanks to Robert for pushing all the right buttons all the time. Thanks to all of you. Hope you enjoyed it today. We recapped game by game, gave you our takeaways, previewed the Monday night, everything about Week 10 and in the NFL this weekend. We gave you a quick hit on the UFC 205. So we covered a lot of ground. We'll do the college football tomorrow, recap the Monday night game, and a whole lot more. Until we meet again tomorrow, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.